Nationally, a living wage is about twice Wisconsin's minimum wage of $7.25 an hour. Jody Knaus authored a study by the Center on Wisconsin Strategy, or COWS. He says the rules don't have a negative effect on profits. Knaus says public and private sector jobs generally are not affected by higher wages. Instead, he says the public benefits by not having to pay for things like housing subsidies or food stamps.
If you compare cities that have living wage ordinances to cities that don't, you don't find any difference in employment levels, employment growth, employment at particular kinds of industries that tend to be affected by these. And you don't see tax increases as a result of these living wage ordinances.
Knaus analyzed data from airports since they are located nationwide and employ people in the public and private sectors. He says jobs that pay between $15 and $20 per hour tend to keep workers over the long term.
The turnover in those jobs tends to be staggering because whenever anybody can find a job that pays a little bit more, they'll quit. And so what they find is that when you raise the wages in these jobs, the turnover declines substantially. The productivity of the worker increases because they become more experienced and better at what they do.
Knaus says a so-called living wage in Milwaukee would amount to $19.66 an hour. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.